Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad, and I am excited to present a gentleman that we have not seen in a long, long time. And ladies and gentlemen, Wait a minute, before we introduce him, Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you did. You got your leak in beforehand.
You don't even need to play the long version of the song for me.
Very nice, because you're short and quick. That's good.
Ladies sure walk.
I know it.
Stellar.
Jared Afkar. Jared Afkar is back in the studio. Mr. Afkar, it's so nice to have you.
It's nice to be had, I suppose.
We love having you, and I got to tell you, I sense a couple of things different. First of all, I sense a little bit of a new style on top. Just a little bit of a different style on your hair. I'm just feeling that. Am I right? Maybe a little bit
not
different?
Not intentionally.
Like maybe you had an extra glass of wine while you were having your hair cut.
Possibly. I just had it cut last week, so who knows?
It looks stellar. I just want you to know.
It's very aerodynamic.
I love the fiery red. I do. And kapow! Speaking of fiery red, a new Japan t-shirt that I've never seen before.
Oh, yeah. It's not... I mean, it was out when the tsunami hit.
Can you stand up and show us a little soccer ball? It's Japan United, Japan Earthquake, and Pacific Tsunami Relief. Very nice.
Yeah, it's through a soccer website that... You know, one of those buy a t-shirt, hope it doesn't disintegrate, hope that the money actually goes to some
hope it doesn't
useful.
Shrink into a little baby-sized t-shirt.
Well, and you know the Japanese are not used to building things for big people, right?
No. Yeah, they're pretty small and stretchy. And I also see that you've not changed the style of wearing the long-sleeved blue button-up shirt unbuttoned over the top of a t-shirt as well. You've still got that style going.
Every now and then, although I keep forgetting how freaking warm it ends up getting in here sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of, for a 75-degree day, it is kind of warm. You got to take it off already, don't you?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, it's great to have you here. And also, you remember our newest addition to the show, Mr. Magic Matt. And you know, I have got to tell you, I completely screwed the pooch. This is the first time that I do not have a last name for you tonight. I am so embarrassed. Oh, wait, I got one. See, all I got to do is think about it for a second. Thank you. Stop, guys.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Magic Matt Houston. Matt Houston in the house.
Matt Houston.
I think Jared knows who Matt Houston was. Do you?
It sounds familiar. I can't place it though.
What about you, Matt?
I have no idea. Is that a real person?
How about you, Batman? Do you know who Matt Houston was?
Nice television character.
Yes, television character played by, on the tip, Lee Horsley was the guy's name.
Sword and the Sorcerer himself, that poster.
Yep. You're right there.
Yep, he played Matt Houston.
Yep, Matt Houston, a TV detective series, as a matter of fact. So,
that's an awesome name.
Oh, I thought you'd like that. Oh, thank God I came up with a name. I was thinking about it last night, and I kept falling asleep, and I forgot to look one up, and so on the fly, here we are. So, Matt, how are you tonight?
Doing great. I'm doing really good.
Good. It's great. It's great to have you here. We've got lots of stuff in store tonight, and of course, Batman at the controls tonight. And we should go to Batman first of all, real quick, and check in with him. Now, you mentioned to me in passing this past week that you had some news about iTunes, but I didn't know if you were ready to present anything yet. So I just wanted to give you a chance to, if you wanted to say something, Batman, about it, you could. It's up to you.
Well, I actually made a pretty big stride with iTunes for a change this week.
Good.
It's a big stride because, you know, it was such a cluster and I was having such a hard time getting our shows up there. But now Jackalope has a full account with iTunes and I have a rep, my own rep, that actually does cost a little bit of money because you can go to these outside reps.
Wow.
And you can pay them to go in and make sure your stuff is perfect. So I went and I did this.
Wow.
Nightwatch is already up. It's already kicking butt every episode, and 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse has been accepted. It'll be up by Monday, and then you're next.
Wow. Number three on the list. That's not too bad. Where's Josh Hadley at? How come he's not on there?
Josh already has a deal going.
I'm kidding. You were actually
But the reason why I waited for you is because I wanted to make sure you wanted me to do it, because I know you've got your own thing going. But now that I've seen it's working really good, I would really like to have all of your episodes.
If you feel comfortable in it, that's fine. The only thing I want to say, and we shouldn't be talking about this on the air, but I just want to tell you, as long as I get with you about making sure that the blurb at the top is what I want it to be, and also I need – we'll talk about this. We'll talk about it after the show. We'll talk about more. So that's great to hear. Batman,
yeah, it's good stuff.
Good work. Really appreciate that. And for that, we'll give you
– I love this job more than I love taffy.
You do a really, really good job for not making any money. So – appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Now, one more thing I want to get to before we move forward is last week on the show, I may have whined a little bit, Jared, Matt.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was having a rough day. I was on a low amount of sleep. Wife was out of town, plain single dad, kind of in a bad mood at one point during the show, and I started to complain about the fact that we don't have anybody listening. And what I wanted to say was real quick, I thought about blogging this, and I thought, well, nobody goes to bradwestmore.com, so why blog it? Why not just go ahead and put it on the show that nobody's listening to? But my point is that I need to take my own advice, and my own advice is, Brad, you said to Todd when you first started doing this show, my biggest concern is having a podcast and a download because it is a on-the-go age right now. I don't care about doing a live show. What I really care about is having the show available for people to listen to at their leisure, okay? And so for me to not heed my own advice and understand that people are listening on the go at their own time, more, and not to say they're not listening on Friday nights, but they're also listening at their own leisure. And for me to complain about the fact that they don't let us know they're listening is kind of, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose in the long run. Yes, sir.
Plus, it's kind of hard for me to get sponsors for you when you keep telling people no one's listening.
You make a good point, and that's where I got to clue my.
Even listen to yourself when you talk.
Sometimes I, you know, make some mistakes. So,
well done.
So I want to apologize for that and let you know that I'm back on course. I'm glad that we're here tonight, and I'm excited that you're listening whenever you may be listening. So, and now to kind of tag on to that, I mentioned Josh Hadley here a minute ago. And the reason I mentioned him was because he does listen to the show, and he called into our wonderful voicemail hotline at 209-877-7210 and left us, well, more in particular, me, this voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Josh from Lost in the Static, Radiodrome, and What the Fuck. I heard you were a little bit down because you have no listeners. I just wanted you to know, I listen. Doesn't that mean anything? I mean, yes, just because my shows are much more highly rated than yours, that shouldn't make you feel bad. I listen to you, and look at it this way. I had you on my show, so obviously I'm a fan. That probably didn't come out as well as you would have liked. Sorry about all the arrogance, but you know I'm your friend. Night, Brad.
All right, two things. First of all,
wow.
First of all, why do you keep telling him that his show outranks my show? Why do you keep telling
him? That never came from me.
Okay. Second of all, my favorite part is you would think, and I got to dig him back. Okay. I deserved a chance. Do I not deserve a chance?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The gloves are off.
Yes. Okay. You would think that with all of his television experience and reading from a teleprompter, that he wouldn't have had to have looked down at his paper and his script that he wrote before he called in, where you can hear him clearly read a couple of lines there at the end. Shall we listen to it one more time very closely?
Hey, Brad.
And he delivered the first part very, very well. Yeah. He really did. He did. But then you could tell that the teleprompter went a little wonky. And he got a little bit behind, you know.
It's right. Who wrote a question mark on this?
Exactly. Ron Burgundy. Here we go.
Hey, Brad. It's Josh from Lost in the Static, Radiodrome, and What the Fuck. I heard you were a little bit down because you have no listeners. I just wanted you to know, I listen. doesn't that mean anything? I mean, yes, just because my shows are much more highly rated than yours, that shouldn't make you feel bad. I listen to you, and look at it this way. I had you on my show, so obviously I'm a fan. That probably didn't come out as well
right
as
there.
You would have liked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry about all the arrogance, but you know I'm your friend. Good night, Brad.
Well, he was probably reading that on a Stairmaster, too, based on some of those... some of those deep inhalations we were treated to.
That's probably, what's that, Batman?
I got to tell you about this whole rating thing. I never said a word about anyone's show being rated higher than that, because that's all personal opinion, isn't it?
Well, look, like I said, if we want to set it up, we'll get him on.
We'll slap him around.
He'll never be able to come on here, though, and not swear. So you're going to be editing left and right, too. So that's probably going to happen, but that's okay.
Damn.
That's right.
Damn.
I'll tell you, Josh, seriously. Thanks for listening, though. We really do appreciate it. So very cool to know that you're at least out there listening up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So, all right, here we go. One thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm excited about this. Last week on the show, Matt, I believe we briefly mentioned a picture that I posted on bradwesmar.com of Jared's former manager of the Boston Red Sox, Mr. Terry Francona, shirtless and flexing a bicep. Do you recall that, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a little bit of a discussion about that.
And I believe you also mentioned that you wondered, is it even real? And at that, it was not until that point when I thought to myself, maybe it's not real. I'm not really very sure. So I also sent an email to Jared. I had sent you the picture.
Right.
Okay. And I clarified that you had seen the picture. And you asked me kind of, well, what's the whole deal? I was a little disturbed by it, you said.
Right.
And you also wondered yourself, is it even real?
Right.
So, you know, I got to tell you, in a former life, I really probably should have been a private investigator. And in fact, as you know, I've probably got some theme music now. And I was thinking, it'd be good for you.
Oh, man. You don't have the facial hair for this.
Westmar PI. Yes.
Mm. Or the car.
No, I don't. But I thought it'd be fun to explain to you how I went about investigating the shirtless picture of Terry Francona flexing, Tito Francona, flexing his bicep, and I believe also at a party with what seemed to be some younger people in the picture as well. And ladies and gentlemen, Google is your friend, let me tell you. Google is your friend, and that's exactly how I discovered that this picture is 100% authentic.
What?
Terry Francona
is
the freak.
It doesn't even look right.
Here is how I found out. If you take a look at the picture, and I'm not going to pull the picture up right now,
right.
But if you take a look at the picture, he is flexing his right bicep, okay? Right bicep with a watch, a black banded watch, and one of those yellow, presumably Live Strong bands on that same right wrist.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this. Let's go ahead and Google some images of Terry Francona on Google.
That's still not 100. Someone could have put that in there too, though.
Come on, Jared. If you're going to fake a picture of Terry Francona shirtless flexing his bicep, are you going to go to that much trouble? Let me defer to Matt. Matt?
No.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not.
They have some pretty whacked out fans out there.
Probably not. If you Google image Google Terry Francona, you can come across some pictures where the first few pictures that I noticed did show Terry Francona with a black watch around his right wrist in several different areas. Now, I'm trying to find one so I can prove it to you. Here's the picture in question right there of Francona with his shirt off, flexing his bicep. I swear to God.
It just didn't look right.
It is freaking hilarious. Here's a picture of Terry Francona. If you can look, I could blow it up here with a watch on his right hand. It's a black banded watch on his right hand. Now, Grant, that right there is not a complete telltale sign, but it is on his right hand. It is a black banded watch, but who knows? Okay. If you go down a little bit further in Google Images, eventually we will come to a picture, I believe, at least on this particular computer, it'll be on page 3 or 4, where we will come across a picture of Mr. Terry Francona in not only a wristwatch, but also a gold band around his right wrist. Here's another picture of Terry Francona.
I see it.
Do you see it?
Yep.
Okay.
You're right.
See?
It's exactly the same.
Yep.
Why were you searching for shirtless Franconas anyway?
That's a good question, Jared. And let me tell you, I do believe I answered that question. I don't know if I answered it on the air last week, but I was actually trying to remember what Terry Francona looked like in the 80s when he was playing for the Expos.
Really skinny and kind of weird.
Goofy looking, frizzy hair kind of a thing. And so that's what I was looking for when I came across a picture of him without a shirt. And I said, this is great for the website. So I can't find the picture right now. I don't want to waste too much time on the air, but Matt can confirm he has already found the picture.
There's at least three of them I've seen.
With both the wristwatch and
the yellow band.
The yellow band.
Yep.
Certainly. So I have to tell you that in my opinion, Mr. Westmar PI, this particular picture is 100% authentic of Tito.
I'll give you 99.
99?
Yeah.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me some credit, too. I mean,
there's always a chance.
I don't need a red car, though. I don't want a Higgins either.
You know, that brings up another question. If you're Westmar PI, which one of us is Rick and which one's TC?
Wait.
Well, you know Batman's Higgins.
Yeah, Batman is Higgins. I got to tell you, I got to be honest, I didn't really watch Magnum PI that much. So I really can't answer that question. You tell me, Matt, who's who?
Well, it just would come down to who's blacker out of me and Jared.
That's me.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to probably guess Jared.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I did go to a magnet school, so that counts.
As Elvis taught us on Elvis Death Day, Matt, you might recall, there are different degrees of black. And,
yeah, we talked about this.
Yes. And I'm looking at Jared, and he is a more Mariah Carey black. And
you haven't seen me dance.
No.
And I'm a rapping bitch, too.
I'm sure you are. So, I don't know. Do you want to fight over that? Does it really matter? Probably not, I guess. But that's a good question.
It's a real good question. I think it matters.
Oh, well, then make your call. Go ahead.
He's TC. I'll be Rick.
Okay. Which one was the helicopter pilot?
That was TC.
Okay. I get confused what their actual functions were.
And see, so is TC the black guy?
TC's the black guy.
See, I get TC confused with Downtown Brown on Simon and Simon. Now, that was a show I watched.
Or Huggy Bear.
Or who's Huggy Bear? What was that?
He was the pimp on Starsky and Hutch.
See, I don't remember that. It's funny. You're younger than I am. You remember Starsky and Hutch.
I just remember. They make fun of him all the time because he had your typical, you know, big shoes and outrageous jacket and hat and all that business.
I'm with you.
Your typical, wow, 70s pimp.
Wow. I'm down with that. Now, we need to move forward. Stay on the sports thing, okay? Real quick here. We need a quick update from our good friend Magic Matt Houston on our Bass Ackwards fantasy football. Now, let me give Jared a quick update, Matt, before you give us the overall update, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First of all, Jared, we got to tell you that you did a wonderful job picking your team. Let me start over again. I did a wonderful job picking your team for you.
What?
Well, you did have a list, but with Matt, Batman, and Brandon as my witness on the air, we had some problems. There was a couple problems. The first problem that I realized was that you didn't really tell me in what order you wanted me to pick the positions.
Well, you can't really dictate
that. It would have been hard. I understand. I agree. So I had to make the choice. So what I kind of did was, if I remember correctly, I kind of went with the flow of what everybody else was doing. So if quarterbacks were being picked, I might pick a quarterback, okay?
That's fine.
So it worked out okay. Now, I know you disagree with this. I don't want to argue about it on the air, but we also did come across some discrepancies on, I believe, some wide receivers that I know you think were in the top 30, but according to our commissioner, there were some problems there. So there were some receivers that were clearly too bad to be in the top 30.
That's fine. So, I mean, they were on a list. Give me that.
That is true. You did not pick
Jerry Rice. I don't know if I clicked the wrong list, but yeah.
Yeah.
No point going into it.
Precisely. Not a big deal. By the way, who is his receiver? Do you have that in front of you, Matt? Who did he get for his receiver?
Yeah, his is Braylon Edwards.
You ended up with Braylon Edwards, which is good because I would have picked him had he been in the top 30 when I did mine, but he didn't get into the top 30 until a little bit later, I think. So anyway, you've done a great job the first 4 weeks of the season or so.
Five
weeks. You were in first place. Constantly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. He was in first place for the first 4 weeks.
And really, your star player, Matt, go ahead and take it away.
Well, you've had easily the least valuable player so far up until this week with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, nice
And
nice
I'm
pick.
So jealous. Every time I tally these every week, I just shake my head because I completely wasted the opportunity to root against Mark Sanchez.
Well, see, I despise the Jets so much. Well, mostly they're fans. Well, so.
And so does he, because you guys, you know, same the division, right? All your teams?
Right.
Yeah, Miami, New York Jets, and the Patriots. So it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's he's just been so awful. He wasn't quite as bad this week, but last week, I called it a statement performance against the Ravens.
Matt and I were texting back and forth, texting, are you effing kidding me? It was like constant.
Well, the funny part was about that game was like every time the other team screwed up, you know, the Ravens screwed up, you think there's nothing they can do to match this. And like they were just trying to be bad. I don't even know what his rating was after that game. That was absolutely brutal.
It was every time I left the room, he'd fumble. And then I'd leave the room, and I'd get a text from Brad saying, do you believe that one? And I had to run back into the room and see another turnover.
Yeah. It was brutal. It was negative 475 quarterback rating after that game, I think. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been your least valuable player, but we had a change this week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Brad's team went off this week, and it was mainly thanks to a bunch of injuries. Jared, you've had a lot of luck with Edwards. He's been hurt pretty much every week since week one. But this week, Brad had Tavares Jackson, who was...
Oh, he's awesome.
Hello. Yeah, he's been probably the runner-up.
Hello there.
LVP. And then Mike Tolbert got hurt also. And then he still has Aaron Kampman. He's been hurt all year for the Jags.
Yeah.
So you got injury points there, and they were just... Everybody was terrible.
Yeah.
So you either scored with injury points or you scored with... just
badness,
you know,
general suckiness.
Yeah. So I really zoomed into first place by a decent margin at this point.
Yeah, you're up by like 15 points now.
Not bad.
But what's even more amazing, I think, is Batman's score this week.
That's right.
He scored a 4. We have all these categories to get points for, and he only got 4
points.
His team
was really good this week.
Yeah, they were either really good or on a bye. And if they're on a bye, I just don't score them.
Sure.
Because that'll all even itself out throughout the course of the season. But he has Fred Jackson, who's been really good all year long. And I don't know, there was another one in there too, but it was just...
So he went all the way. He actually took Brandon out of the cellar then.
Yeah. He's 2 points behind Brandon now.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. So this is going great. I'm really, really excited about it. I think it's cool. I think it's fun. It really gives me a reason to kind of watch, but also at the same time, I can't... If they score a touchdown, big deal. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Dumb question. Maybe you can answer this, Matt. So like, which position is the one that is like the potential, the carrier team guy?
Quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we get points for most incompletions, but also for turnovers. And obviously they turn the ball over more than anyone else.
Yeah.
And,
gotcha.
Also sacks taken. So I think Sanchez might've taken, it Sanchez? No, it was Tavares. Tavares this week took 6 sacks.
Oh, yeah.
So that was nice.
Oh, yeah. And we also decided that next year we plan to, instead of going by number of incompletions, we were going to do percentage, right? Is that right? The completion percentage instead? Whoever has the lowest completion percentage will get the most points.
Well, especially if you have a team that's behind a lot and they're forced to throw and the guy sucks at throwing.
Yeah. So we've already started a little bit of a list of changes. We knew we were going to learn from our mistakes. So. Yep, it's very cool, very fun. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how we're going to create our very own Brad Westmar Show theme song. I'm excited about this. And we may not actually complete it during the show, but I think a bonus segment is in the works tonight as well. So let's take the break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Lieutenant. Can we get a status report on that tether, please?
Roger, Commander. We have rendezvous with the Italian satellite, and the tether is holding... Wait a minute. What? What the hell is that?
Lieutenant, what's the problem? What the hell? Turn on the external microphone.
Sir, I've never seen anything like it. Looks like giant space beavers, and they're hungry. They're gnawing on the line. They're gonna snap the tether, sir!
Space beavers, oh no. Lieutenant, this is just between you and me. Don't mention this to Cape Canaveral. Carry on.
Thank you for listening, all three of you. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. It was an achoo! It was a sneeze.
Okay.
That's how short it was.
Roll away.
Here we are. So we're going to do a Brad Westmar Show theme song, and I've kind of kept secret until now how we're going to do it, but I will go ahead and reveal it now to people who understand and know about the iPhone. Which, by the way, tonight as we record, iPhone, the iOS 5 update for the iPhone is out, and people are having a hell of a time getting it downloaded on their phone because servers are overloaded and everything else. So hopefully by the time this show airs, I'll actually have mine installed by then. But anyway, if you're familiar with the iPhone, there is an app called Songify. That's Songify. It's one word. And it basically will take anything you say into your iPhone and turn it into one of those mechanical voiced songs in key with music and everything else in the background. So I would give you an example on the air right now, but it's going to kind of blow the fun of actually making our own Brad Westmar show. I played a sample for you guys before the show.
Right.
So you're on the same page as me, and I've asked you guys to come up with some of your you know, statements about the Brad Westmar show, things that you that are just kind of the epitome of the Brad Westmar show. And I know Jared, it's great because Jared's been gone for weeks and weeks and weeks, with the exception of one show he did in the last maybe 3 months. And so you right. can tell he was really gung-ho about doing some homework for the show. And I'm happy to see that, because Matt and I failed miserably in our attempt. So,
well, some of these are a little long too, so they may need to be edited.
No, that's fine. I figure what we'll do is we'll go over these a little bit and kind of find out. I'll even give you a pen if you don't have one, and we can decide which ones are the best. You can put a little mark by them so we don't forget, because I don't think we're going to have enough room to put all yours on there. So
I have 17, but some of them kind of go together too.
Okay, well, that's fine. So go ahead and just give us, this is kind of like the Brad Westmar show inside of Jared Afkar's head.
And they're kind of a random sampling.
Okay.
So Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Just wanted to make sure I got that in there.
That's number two. I do have on there that I'm still very, very sensitive.
Very good. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
What else you got?
Given the chance, Brad would have updated cell phones 93 times since the show's beginning.
That's good. That's good.
Every time a new listener joins us, our audience doubles.
That's good. That's good.
Ouch.
Batman's hourly wage equates to about 13 cents an hour.
That's pretty good.
Brad earns even less.
Yes.
We spend more money on fuel costs transporting ourselves to and from the show than on the show itself.
That's good. Although not as bad as the old show. Was a lot worse on the old show, wasn't it?
True.
For you and for me.
Maybe a bit.
Definitely for me.
Yeah.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, but think about Matt. Matt doesn't have to, I mean, it kind of balances out.
It does.
He spends no money in gas.
But we really had three people on at the same time.
That's true. Think how bad it would be, though, if he had to drive here.
That would be Well, I was going to say, as a follow-up, that number gets even worse if you consider alcohol fuel.
That's true. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because, you know, we have spent a few dollars on that.
You read my mind. I was thinking to myself, and Matt, you don't know about this. Well, maybe you know a little bit about this, but I was thinking to myself, Jared, one of my other problems maybe with why I was a little bit, you know, down on myself last week on the show was because I have not taken batting practice before the show for weeks.
Well, we need to change
and
that.
And I feel like last week, maybe, you know, I'm not stretched out before the show. I don't have my muscles stretched. And then it was pretty clear I pulled a hammy last week on the show because I hadn't stretched before, because I hadn't had taken batting practice beforehand.
Right.
I wasn't ready. I'm not hitting home runs. I'm hitting foul balls. I'm striking out. I'm grounding into that double play where when you pull the outside curveball to short, I'm doing it constantly. Because I'm not taking enough batting practice and going with the pitch the other way.
Quit trying to pull everything, Brad.
I know. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
That does relate well to the next sentence, though.
Okay.
Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is.
So true.
Thank you.
It's poetry.
I clap for myself. Really. Thank you. Thank you.
And this was a little extra for you, too. Among Ford drivers, we're the most popular show not actually available in the car.
That's good. I like that. Some of these aren't going to work as well on the song, but I like them.
I like them.
And we can put the list on. I can put the list on the... you probably still have that in a file. I can copy and paste that list onto the website. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I can send it your way.
That's good. Yeah.
I've spent more time in the Cleveland airport than I have on the air.
That's very true.
And that includes the entire time I've been on your show.
That's probably true. Actually talking.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I talk 94% of the time and you talk 6%.
Well, I mean, you add it up and I figure that's a minimum 18 hours I've been in the Cleveland airport. And that's not accounting my overnight trip.
Wow.
I know.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad. Oh, which reminds me, I need to make a note. After the show, we got to talk about the next couple of shows in the schedule. So don't let me forget that, guys. Okay.
No sweat.
Great. All right.
Brad fears Greg Hall.
Ew, that hurts. That's not, that's, yeah, it's kind of.
Well, maybe he's your little special idol.
I don't.
It's
you know,
a little bit of starstruck.
Yeah, it is. I'm starstruck, and I shouldn't be because I've met him before. You know, I mean, and he is a nice guy, and I am. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to drop the. Honestly, too, I got to tell you, preparation. If I'm going to have Greg Hall on the show, I got to be ready, and I don't know that I'll ever be ready. It's kind of like when they say, "I'll have kids when I'm ready." You know?
Right.
I don't know if you'll ever be ready. Well, then I may never have kids. Well.
Amen.
You know, so that's a very good one, though. Yeah.
Despite the fact that it keeps getting smaller every time I come in, and this one's long, this studio kicks ass and is pleasantly free of dirty laundry.
Very good. Batman, not even listening, but I know he liked. There you go. Okay.
I was listening.
Okay. Okay. By the way, did you notice? This is your first time with the studio table turned.
Yeah, I did notice.
You like that?
I don't know how you think I wouldn't have noticed.
Well,
I'm not sitting. I would be sitting with my butt squinched against the wall.
What I meant was I didn't think it was this way the last time you were here.
No, it wasn't. Why am I sitting facing the window today?
This makes sense. It makes sense. So I like it turned like this. But anyway.
It is. Well, and it's kind of easy because now I can actually see Batman.
That's
too,
true.
Because I couldn't earlier. There was just this sort of ominous feeling of something hovering behind me.
You knew that he was back there with the outfit on.
Deeply unnerving.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead, sir.
There have been more dead bodies discovered in the general vicinity of Brad's neighborhood than we have sponsors.
Is that true? How many dead bodies have been found in my neighborhood?
Well, there was one close to your kid's childcare.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I forgot about that one. You're right. You're right. That's true. Very good point.
Brad's pre-show peanut butter goo is still the most visually unappealing thing I've seen this side of a sewage treatment facility.
All right, look. And now, see, poor Matt has no idea what you're talking about, but I will
cringing,
say—
Cringing, though.
Yeah.
Your thought of that.
First of all, I know maybe I've never explained it on the air before, but two things. First of all, I want you to know, I don't think I've eaten it in here for weeks. I don't think at all, yeah. So I've been eating it in the car on my way over here, which is fun to try to eat with a spoon while you're driving, but— Then I want you to know, too, that I chewed a piece of gum until right before we started the show just so you didn't have to smell that on my breath. So
that was very kind.
I'm thinking of you. I am thinking of you. And just so folks know, it's natural peanut butter mixed with water and protein powder. Thank you.
And it looks brown and quasi-liquidy.
It sounds disgusting.
It's pretty vile.
It helps keep you regular.
I know. You're kind of a lip smacker, too, though.
Because it's nummy. It's like candy. It's good stuff. It's good. Yes, Batman.
He does that on the show each week, too. Without peanut butter, he still does the lip smack.
I can't, but I'm also taking drinks.
Mm. You could have been the voiceover.
He used to do that on the air 20 years ago.
I did used to do that on the air 20 years ago. What'd you say?
You'd be a perfect soda drink, you know, commercial voice guy.
I would be. What was the name of the guy who did the 7-Up? Hello there, I'm 7-Up guy.
The Uncola guy?
The Uncola. Oh, yeah.
But you could take a drink and do that. What's that exaggerated noise people make after they take a drink? Yeah. Yeah.
It's very orgasmic. I mean, just call me Jim Rome. Hey, everybody. Jim Rome in the jungle. You can always hear him taking a drink of water or coffee or whatever it is he's drinking too. But anyway.
I've just got a few more.
Sure.
My prolonged absence from the show has probably helped improve it.
I don't know about that.
Batman and I are still waiting on Brad to buy us pizza.
Do I owe you pizza?
There was a bet, one of the very first shows. Yeah. I forget what it was about, but
I think it was the trivia where we put the answer on our head and we played like kind of 20 questions or whatever. And
I don't even know if it was a game or if it was just some, I don't know either. That's horrible, isn't it?
I just hope it had nothing to do with this guy. Hey, everybody, this is Brett Favre. No. Hey, F-Car, like your shirt, like your fiery red hair. You know, I got red hair down there, too. Hey.
From one fire crotch to another.
What else you got?
And one thing I was just recently pleasantly reminded of, my chair is the best swamp-ass generator on the planet.
What is that?
I don't know why this chair always just makes me a little warm in certain uncomfortable places.
Does it smell? Have you put your nose down there?
No, I mean, it's just, I end up, it's warm. It's hot sitting in this chair.
It's Hugh, isn't it? It's Hugh. It's Hugh's ass.
Must be the leftover Irish jangles in the chair.
There. I thought it was Scottish.
Oh, yeah, Scottish. I don't even know.
He's not depositing little leprechauns in this, is he? Oh,
I hope not.
Man, oh, man. So, Matt, did you have any that weren't covered there did you have anything on your plate or not?
No.
Okay. Well, I like what you have, and I think we could work with it, but I'm afraid of trying to do it on the air because trying to organize them and speak them while we're on the air could be a very, very bad thing.
It could. I'll send you the list.
Send me the list. Well, what we'll do, here's what we'll do. We're going to move forward with the show and do some other things, but we'll work on this during before a bonus segment. We'll record a bonus segment. We'll debut the song there, maybe work on it a little bit on the bonus segment, and then we'll officially debut the show 110 or debut the song again on next week's show.
Okay.
So, but before we take a break and move on to some other things, I have a special song that I would like to play right here.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
I love this.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good. That's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that.
Okay. Who is that, Matt?
Is that Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, very good. Very nice. Yes. Cheech and Chong.
You.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit something.
What's that?
I've never seen a Cheech and Chong movie.
You know, I got to be honest, too, and people are going to kill me for this listening. Sorry. People that are listening.
The
person that's listening is going to kill me for this. I don't know that I ever have either. I mean, those movies were like out like when I was a little bit too young to watch them, and I haven't watched them. So I don't remember that I have. I don't know. Jared?
I've seen a few.
Have you?
Yeah.
They're pretty just dumb, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's one of those you have to be in the right mood to see it kind of
thing. You mean like high?
Possibly. Or drunk will get you 90% of the way there.
Well,
too.
You know, I can help you with
hello.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I do.
I don't like mixing dealer. Business with pleasure though.
No, I agree.
I thought I'd call.
I don't either. But so I do have one more song I wanted to play. I like to go through. Look, I've got a lot of clips on the laptop, as long as Batman does not, you know, decide to delete them someday. I've got all these clips on here from the old show. And so every once in a while, I'll go through and go, you know, I need to play that. And I just kind of go, hey, you know what?
Mexican America.
You know, and we'll just go ahead and play some of them. So
right.
I've got one more that we did a long time ago, and I hope Matt has not heard this. David Lee Roth, before he got back together with Van Halen to make an album that we're never going to hear, kind of like Chinese Democracy from Guns N' Roses, he did a little solo thing, and I remember seeing him doing this on one of the late night TV shows too. And he redid bluegrass versions of a bunch of Van Halen songs. Do you remember that, Jared?
Vaguely, Matt. I never heard it firsthand.
Matt, how about you?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, good. Here we go. Oh, that's not it. I'm sorry. This is not it. Wait.
That's not bluegrass.
Wait a minute.
At all.
That's not right.
Dude can fiddle.
This is the karaoke version of Jump. Oh, this could be good too, though. This could be good. Yeah, I could sing.
You see here. We'll take your word for that.
We can make up songs as we go along. This would be a good one to do the Brad Westmar show. Here we go. Batman gets up and goes to the studio. He's got it tough. He makes no money, oh.
Makes no dough.
And I know, baby, just how Todd feels. He puts on the cape and the mask and pretends he's Batman. It didn't rhyme either. See, I can't do it. Yeah, it's not that easy to do. Here, I got my little background music. Background singers.
Wow, little harmony there.
Harmony.
Can't you see what I mean? Yeah, might as well. Yeah. Okay. Sing it, Batman. Go ahead.
Might as well jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Here we go. How old are you? How old are you, Batman?
17.
45? Yeah. 46? 47?
Golly, man, not even.
This is what I meant to play. Here we go. Remember it now?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Liking it so far?
That
cool.
Was a, wow.
Magic Matt Jordan on Cool 95. New stuff from David Lee Roth. This is Jump.
Get up! And nothing gets me down.
Yeah.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
Oh, yeah.
Hit. And I know.
Ooh.
Baby, just how you feel.
Batman, you heard this before? No.
You got to blow.
I'm thankful.
A little harmony there, too.
Can't you see me sitting here? I got my back against a ragged machine.
Sounds like Weird Al.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Just eat it.
Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
David Lee Roth, Borg.
Might as well jump.
Yeah. You see him singing this and doing this live on one of the late night shows 5 or 6 years ago. It's ridiculous.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, we started doing this 6 years ago. Yeah, I'm going to just kind of pull it out there. As a matter of fact, the anniversary of beginning the old show, 6 years ago here next week. Yeah. I was only 34 years old when we started doing this stupid stuff that we're doing now.
Look like crap now.
I know. I was so handsome back then.
Oh, you've aged horribly.
I have. I know. It's been terrible. It's been terrible. So
it's because you've been laying off those Wendy's salads before the show.
You know, you started about my weight and exercising and everything else. I don't know. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break. We come back. Gripes of the week. And this time I'm going to let Jared and Matt take the reins with their gripes. And if we have time for mine, which at this rate we probably will, I'll do one as well. So let's go ahead and take a break and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Yeah, man. The guy said I was going to be locked up in here for like 3 days. I'm like, that shit. I'll cut a motherfucker up in here. You ain't going to mess with me.
Man, I'd tow up from the floor up, but he'd come around right there gagging me. I said, I could hit him. You know what I mean? You looking at me funny, man? You looking at me? What are you looking at? What's happening, baby? You look scared, boy. Come on over here. Let Debo make you feel more comfortable. Come over here and talk to Debo.
Nobody wants to spend a lot of time locked up in a room, especially with these guys. Call 866-624-BAIL for Jared Bell Bonds. Jared Bell Bonds prides themselves in providing fast, comforting, and courteous services in over 14 parishes. Check out Jared Bell Bonds online, jaredbellbonds.com, or call toll-free 866-624-BAIL. Jared Bell Bonds, located beside the Lincoln Parish Detention Center in Ruston. You have plenty of choices for a bail bond. The difference is in the service.
You got a crack rock on you?
His co-host has participated in the Cleveland Special Olympics. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Brad, Jared Afkar, Magic Matt, and Batman in here. Stop that with the echo. I'm going to kick your ass. I tell you. It's not funny. Not funny. So we were talking during the break about our Songify Brad Westmore Show official theme song we're going to do here a little bit later. And Jared came up with a bunch of points that we're going to go through and kind of add in there. And we realized that we had left Matt out. Matt's the newest addition to the show. And Jared was kind of thinking more along the lines of just some of the general stuff that we've been involved with him on the show. And we said, well, one of the things we need to mention in the song is that Matt looks like David Spade.
Right.
And Matt, did you say you get that a lot?
I've gotten that before.
What's the other one you get?
The one I get more often is Edward Norton.
That's okay. You get Edward Norton. That's right. I've always said you look like who's the pitcher?
Tim Lincecum.
So we're going to need to throw that in there as well. And then, but then you mentioned Jared, and I see a very good point. You said he sounds like
David Foley.
David Foley from News Radio
Kids in the Hall.
Oh, and the reason I think you do is right there. You sounded like you sounded right there. That's great. That's awesome. You do, and a lot of it has to do with your long O's because David Foley's from Canada,
right?
And Matt, I never noticed it until I moved down here. I noticed a lot of my friends back in Iowa that have the Iowa Northern accent, and your O's are a lot longer than people's down here when you speak. So
really,
yeah, yeah.
And I've kind of thought that listening back to the show a little bit, that it's like I kind of sound like I got some sort of an accent. Never really listened to myself that much, you know.
You do. Wow. You do.
See, there it was.
You know. Yeah. You know. See. Yeah.
Dave Foley. You, I mean, he's totally got me beat because someone told me in the grocery store about a month ago that I look like Doogie Howser. And I got that when I was a kid, when I was in high school. But this was worse because I said, well, what do you mean? You know, I'm now like almost 40 and you're telling me this. And she's like, well, not like how he looks now, but like how he looked then, which is even worse. Like, so now that he's like remotely cool and sort of quasi-hip, like, no, you don't look like him now that he looks normal. You still look like a dork.
That's pretty bad.
And yeah, good thing to be said in front of my wife and kid too.
That is pretty funny because your daughter goes, who's Doogie Howser?
Yes, and my wife just laughed, and I wanted to punch the old bag in the throat. But.
Your wife? Your well, wife or no?
She's not an old. She's a younger bag. But.
That's true. That's good. We got some good stuff. We're going to be able to pop this thing out real quick here between the irregular show and the bonus segments. So I like the Dave Foley. That's good. That's a good call.
I've been trying to place it. I mean, it just came to me. So
very good.
Never heard that one before.
And I love News Radio. I have my wife bought me the entire first season on DVD, and every once in a while I'll go in and watch a few episodes. I mean, I want to get them all, but that's the thing about getting TV series is that, you know, once you get them, you watch them once, and it's like
you got to wait a while for the mood to strike you again.
You do. Yeah. You really do. And I don't have a lot of them, but that's definitely one of them. So, and of course, the tragedy of Phil Hartman. And his wife and everything else. And then they brought in John Lovitz and then it was never the same. But
every show goes through that for one reason or another, doesn't it? If you're around long enough.
Like Two and a Half Men. Oh, you know.
Cheers?
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers. I mean, the John Ritter sitcom, whatever it was called, that thing. They brought in David Spade and James Garner at 104 years old.
Right.
And it just didn't work. But the thing about Two and a Half Men, real quick, is I gave it a chance. You know, I watched the premiere, and I was unimpressed. And I never really liked the original show anyway. Mm-hmm. I knew that Charlie Sheen made the show, but it was the same show every time I watched it. And then this Ashton Kutcher thing, it's like it's just not even funny. It's just not that funny. Have you guys watched it at all? Any of you?
A little bit. It's slowly getting better.
You think so?
Yeah, it's almost like you have to think of it as a starting over because you know how like even like the first episodes of Seinfeld were kind of bad. Mm-hmm. It takes them a while to build that chemistry up.
Yeah.
It feels like in a sitcom, you know, you need that time to build that, you know, to get them to play off each other well. Mm-hmm. It's still not my favorite show, but oh well. We'll see what happens. Yeah, they're paying people a buttload of money, so
Matt, does that show come on in your house?
No, actually, that's the one I've never seen. Yeah. I watch quite a bit of TV, and that's just, I love sitcoms, but that's just one I've never seen for whatever reason.
I can't blame you.
It's repetitive, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean,
no, Big Bang Theory is the big one in the house. Like, yeah. My wife loves
women
that
really
show.
Like that show.
Well, you know what gets me is like, I know plenty of people like that. Growing up, the lifestyle and the nerdy backstory, you know, behind my existence, I'm just shocked that like it's funny on a TV, but when I talk about it, you think I'm a dork.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know.
Not that I have like Hulk hands or any of that stuff, but
there's nothing attractive at all about a geek when you're a geek in real life, but when you're on TV and you're a geek, you know. I will say this: at least they finally came up with it. You know, people complained a lot about shows like The King of Queens and stuff, where you know a fat guy like that would never get a hot chick like that. It's ridiculous. You know, it does happen, but it's ridiculous. Right. And every show came out was a fat guy with a hot wife. You know, and now they finally come out with one where they decided that they should have a fat husband and a fat wife called Mike and Molly. And so, and I haven't watched it, but
now that show is really funny.
Is it funny? It looks like it might be kind of funny. Okay,
Roseanne did that too, but they miraculously had all skinny kids. So I don't figure that one out.
That's true too. That's a good point. I just do not watch a whole lot of TV. Yeah, Batman.
On Roseanne, someone had to sell posters. It's all about the merchandising.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's a good point. And one show I did catch on to that I'm still not sure about, and we got to move on to gripes, but was A Person of Interest, because it has,
yes,
what's his name, from Lost, the guy who played Ben. I can't remember his name now. And he's but the thing about him is he's the best actor in the entire show, okay? Everybody else in the show as an actor sucks. They're terrible. But the main character who does suck as an actor is still a kick-ass character, whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Jim Caviezel.
Thank you. I think he's a terrible actor, but I love the character. The guy just kicks everybody's ass.
He plays a mean Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very Dirty Harry-ish on that show.
Yeah, because he always...
From the way he talks to the lines and everything.
Batman.
I can bring it around to The Dark Knight because it is a lot of the people involved are involved with The Dark Knight.
It's funny you say that because that's exactly what he sounds like. He sounds like Christian Bale doing Batman. He really, or Todd here doing Batman. You know, I mean, that's
kind
of pretty much.
That's need to order a pizza.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And but I do I do enjoy it, although, and I got to tell you something, the black chick detective, she's got to be the worst actress I've ever seen in my entire... I'm not buying it. I'm not buying her as the lead detective hunting this guy down. I'm just not buying it. But I'm glad to see everybody here is watching that show. At least it gives us something in common. It'll give me a reason to keep watching it. So
it's a cool show
for now.
I like it.
It is a cool show for now. Definitely. I totally agree. So without further ado, it's the first time I've said it tonight, Matt, and the last time. Let's move on.
Wesmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, mean, taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Si, senor, Mr. Afkar, we shall start with you. What is your gripe of the week?
It's going to be soccer moms.
Okie dokie.
And this is not going to, it's going to be a slightly different angle, right? So, real quick backstory. My daughter finally graduated from like rec league soccer on a club. So, this is like a cult. It's kind of cool. She's learning a lot of cool things, but it's up a level. You know, they have different age groups and teams for each of these age groups. And every time practice goes, it's like a gypsy cult where everyone moves in. And there are all these, I mean, there are kids from like 4 all the way up to 14 just playing soccer. And it's kind of overwhelming. But here's the thing. The problem is not with what you would picture as your typical soccer mom, you know, with the done-up hair, kind of hot, bitchy, you know, chick who drives the battle tank SUV in a car that's more expensive than my house. They're actually strangely pretty cool. And this is going to make me sound like a complete snobby jerk, and I'm bringing in some class warfare here, but it's kind of the lower class ones who are the ones that I cannot stand. And there's one particular one who's at the epicenter, right? And she's taken on herself to be our team manager, and she's angry blob of over-tattooed cellulite, right?
Ooh.
And she looks like she just stepped away from her job as as a urinal cake in a biker bar. And she's nasty and mean and cranky.
Oh.
And she sucked other kind of middle-classy people in with her. And
oh no.
And it's almost like they act how they think soccer mom should act. So they're this hyper parody, and they don't look the part. And so she's created this vortex of bitchiness, and they're yelling at coaches and kids. And you know, the point is that they're teaching the kids stuff that's going to make them play better when they're older. So if they lose a few games, it's not a big deal,
right?
You know, but it's just I cannot stand this person. And then she sits there on her perch like some sort of puppet from the Dark Crystal, you know, just very vulture like, just. It just makes you want to knock her off her pedestal. Like, who the hell are you to have this attitude?
Oh.
But it does give me an excuse to talk to the hotter mom so that...
There you go.
I'm looking for a silver lining
here. You just read my mind. Exactly. You found the silver lining. And that's good. That's good. The biggest problem with this is it's women. Okay? It's the bottom line. It's nothing against women. I love women. I love breasts. I love, you know. But,
right.
But women are different than men. And while, you know, every... baseball coach has that baseball coach or that baseball dad, it's a different kind of thing because it's a man. I mean, I liken it to the fact that I would prefer to work with men in my job
Amen.
Rather than working with women.
Right.
You know, so I feel your pain. I can't wait to have to deal with that kind of crap.
Oh, it's coming, man. See,
I
kind of wanted to give you a little foretaste of, and maybe Matt's aware of this phenomenon on a plane.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I'm an assistant on my daughter's travel soccer team.
You're a brave soul.
Yeah. And it's luckily being the assistant, I don't get any heat. You know, the head coach gets all the heat, and he got quite a bit from a couple of moms before our season even started. We're only like 3 or 4 practices in.
Oh, no.
And they're already cornering him in the field and grilling him about who's going to play where and who's going to score and who's going to start. And
what age group is this?
They're 10. It's U11.
Well, look, I don't mean to cut you off, but Magic Matt, we're getting short on time, and I want to give you your opportunity, my friend, to have your gripe. And so without further ado, I said I wasn't going to say it again, but I just did. I'm going to be damned to hell.
Put one in the jar.
Man, I do need to. There it goes, in the jar. Okay, Matt, go ahead.
Well, my gripe has to deal with an athlete that I'm sure you guys have a strong opinion on because everyone else does, and that's Tim Tebow. And I'm not going to rip on Tim Tebow. As a matter of fact, I really like Tim Tebow. My problem is with the talking head analysts on all of these radio and TV programs. Mm-hmm. And they're ripping on their ability to go after Tim Tebow all of the time, or their willingness to go after Tim Tebow all the time. For example, he got named starter yesterday for the Broncos.
Yeah.
So I caught a few minutes of Doug Gottlieb's show on ESPN. And Doug Gottlieb said, say that 5 times fast. He's a former basketball player. But to him, Tim Tebow didn't look like an NFL quarterback. And then this morning I was watching Stephen A. Smith and Jay Crawford on ESPN2. And to them, he didn't look like an NFL quarterback. And they ripped him pretty good. Yet to every player and former player that I've heard talk about him, they seem to think he'll do just fine. And I guess I just don't understand the hatred for this guy and the expertise from some people about this guy when he hasn't even really had a chance to play yet.
You know, that's a very good point. I don't want to cut you off. Is that where you're at? Was that where your prep can end? Okay.
That's the gist of it.
That's a very good question that we can't really get into too much right now, but I got to tell you that I tend to ask myself sometimes why I diss on Tim Tebow. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Josh McDaniels picked him for the Denver Broncos, who happens to be in the Kansas City Chiefs division and also happens to be my brother's team, the Denver Broncos. You know, so it's easy for me to kind of make fun, but at the same time, I got to agree with you, Matt. I don't know why everybody dogs on him quite as bad as they do.
I mean, I wonder if part of it is just like if you have a team that lets the fan base decide who your starting quarterback is, then that maybe that's part of the suspect nature of it too. Not that I have an opinion one way or the other, but you're right. A lot of people hate the guy. You're right.
Yeah, but you know what? They're right. I think the people are... We know what Kyle Orton is. Everybody in the world knows what Kyle Orton is.
Right.
Except for the Broncos coaching staff for some reason.
Yeah.
Yet every time... You know, maybe Tebow is not the best practice player in the world, but I think I heard today he's got 92 career attempts. You know, but he's... Mm-hmm. Every time he's in the game, he makes something happen for the Broncos. Well, I don't know why everybody seems to think they're such an expert on him after less than 100 throws.
It was pretty clear to me that the team responded to him being in the game last weekend, you know?
Yeah.
And so that it's interesting. A very good point you make there. I would completely agree with you. And by the way, hello there. I don't care what Stephen A. Smith has to say about much of anything, okay?
God, is there a bigger jackass?
Well, there is Peter King. But he's
worse than Peter King.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Because he speaks and you have to listen. I can't watch ESPN because of him.
I can understand that. I can understand that. Yeah. So they're playing my music. You know, give me credit. I told you guys before the show I was going to do my best to not speak quite as much as usual to give you guys an opportunity. I didn't even have to get my gripe in tonight.
Aww.
That doesn't mean that I'm not going to gripe a little bit at the beginning of the bonus segment, though.
Please do.
I might do that. So I want to let everybody know we're going to do a bonus segment. It will be up on bradwestmar.com. There's actually a bonus segment section now on bradwestmar.com. And someday Magic Matt Houston is going to write his bio so we can put it on bradwestmar.com. The good news is, Matt, no hurry because the page right now with the bios is broken. And Brandon's in the process of trying to fix it. The pictures seem to be missing of all of us.
Good.
So, yeah, so for now, that's okay. But I'm telling you, I've been asking you for it now for about 6 weeks. I got to say, if you were going to slip on something, this was not what I thought you were going to slip on. But that's okay.
I'm too busy scoring fantasy football.
Very good point. And honestly, I'd rather you did that. So I appreciate it. So
I'll get it done. Don't worry.
I know you will. I got to let you guys go. Jared, great to have you here.
Good to be back.
Matt, always good to have you as well.
It was a pleasure.
Batman, thank you. Check out the bonus segment at bradwestmar.com. I am Brad saying thank you and good night.